The Osgood File, sponsored by the National Pest Management Association. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Even though last year a national intelligence estimate said Iran had halted its nuclear program in 2003, there are indications that either the U.S. or Israel are now seriously considering the use of military force, just to make sure. More after this from Charlie. The European Union has now slapped new sanctions on Iran over its refusal to stop enriching uranium. And the question is, does it stop there? Or are we about to see another Middle East war? Last December, a national intelligence estimate appeared to undermine the case for an attack by stating that Iran abandoned its nuclear program in 2003. But the same document also said there was a small chance Iran would have enough weapons-grade uranium for a bomb by the end of next year. That's unacceptable to Vice President Cheney, and it's unacceptable to Israel, which, according to CBS consultant Michael Oren, is worried about what will happen if the Republicans don't keep the White House.
The Israelis have been assured by the Bush administration the Bush administration will not allow Iran to nuclearize. Israelis are uncertain about what would be the policy of the next administration vis-a-vis Iran.
Israel has been practicing for a strike, which by some accounts would happen after the November election. But Iran would be a tougher opponent than Iraq or Syria was. It has real defenses and a real air force, and those nuclear installations are deep underground.
Keep in mind that Israel does not have strategic bombers. The Israeli Air Force is not the American Air Force. Israel cannot eliminate Iran's nuclear program.
Which means the U.S. would have to help. And while the vice president may be ready to launch, Joint Chiefs Chairman Michael Mullen and Defense Secretary Gates oppose bombing Iran. And there are Democratic members of Congress who vowed to impeach President Bush of Congress who will strike without a public debate. By the way, considering the nervous state of the futures markets, you might just want to keep all this under your hat, at least until you've had a chance to stock up on gas and corn. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Wednesday, June 25th, 2008.